four of mine. Morning, Mr. Bill. KZ4M Mobile.
Good morning to you. Beautiful day out here. I just left AMP restaurant and had breakfast there with some of the guys in the church. I'm full. Tell you what, you get a lot of food there for a really great price. But anyway, headed back home. Well, did you ever replace the coax for your Wyndham? Did you ever get it back up?
Well, it's been having high winds most of this week. So I actually was able to just pull some of the slack out of the rope and actually got it raised back up about 15 more feet. It's still about 15 feet from where it needs to be, but I was afraid I wasn't going to get around to shooting lines this week and wanted to try to operate on both of the QSO parties this weekend. So I just pulled it up as high as I could. So I have not replaced that vertical yet.
Well, hope you have fun this weekend. Still's going to come over, and we're going to operate multi-operator, multi-station. And I'll be operating with my two 590s and SO2R, and then Phil will be over on the 480. So we'll probably, at some points, we'll be operating three bands at one time.
Yeah, if I wasn't participating, I would see if I could come and get educated. But no, I need to get on this morning and check and make sure I'm still getting out. I haven't operated phone since I raised it back up, but I did do a little digital the other day.
Yeah, well, you do what you can when you can. And let's see. I got that antenna up I've been talking about. I think I told you that. Phil helped me, and I think Phil talked to you about it. But I actually made my first contacts. See, what is it? Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. And I contacted VP8TJ and South Orkney Island. But I made three contacts that day. All three of them were on that antenna. It's 17 phone and I think I forgot them, 17 CW, 80 CW. And I already had a bunch of bands from a previous D expedition back in 2011. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that I worked them on three bands, and it was all on that one antenna. I was surprised. It works pretty good.
Well, congratulations. I've been watching them. I tuned in. They were on 17 meters the other day, and I flipped over and couldn't hear them. So I checked the VOCAP predictions, and it said there was no way I could make contact, but they should be coming in at 5 o'clock. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm all excited, and 5 o'clock comes, and I jump in there at the radio, and I'm all excited. And daggone if they hadn't switched operators and gone to CW. Oops.
Well, yeah, I print those out. I go up on DX Summit. Get the circular chart, and then I print one out on a sheet of paper. Sometimes I just save it on the screen, but anyway, so yeah, there, you know, all that is a possibility. So, you know, it doesn't mean they're not going to come in decently on some other times. It's just, you know, it just shows what's the most likely scenario. But, yeah, I got them, I already had them on CW previously, on three bands. This is 2011, and then, but I wanted to get them on digital and on phone, which I was able to do. And then I had an 80 and 17. I was listening off of 15, but they have not been up on 15 hardly at all, not very much. A couple times I saw them spotted, but I never could hear them.
Well, I'm going to go in here and probably turn the radio on, wait for it to warm up just a little bit. I've got a huge aloe plant that I'm having to break up and repot. Probably going to get, I don't know, 7 pots out of this thing. It's just been reproducing like crazy. So I've got a couple of people that wanted one, so I went and got a couple of pots and some potting soil today. So as soon as it gets warm, I'll do that. But until then, I think I'm going to go in here and try to play a little bit of radio. But I got to see a picture of your mug last night, and we did a presentation for Anderson Club. So Gary and Dave and I drove all the way down there, and it was pretty cool. We had a pretty good turnout. But, yep, Gary put a mug shot of you up there.
What were you doing, playing darts or something?
I'll come down and just speak about the classes, and you're a part of the history of our classes, so you were included. I wish you were still part of it. I enjoyed seeing you every Tuesday night, but give me a little bit, and I may try to lure you back into it.
Well, something else in my life I'd have to give. Anyway, that's a nice thought. Kind of what I meant was using my mugshot to play darts with, you know. Try to hit my nose with a dart. Well, when I get home, I'm gonna set a thing up again for tomorrow. We got all the radios networked together, and we'll be using WW4SF, by the way, the bonus station.
We'll be looking and listening for you. I need to get some time. I would like to bring KN4LBO by and let them check out your station. So I'll try to get up with you sometime and see if we can't get them educated and get the bug in them.
Morning. But most any other time be fine.
IW2T.
My station in there, but Mr. Bill, I have arrived, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73 on your final. Hello, Rusty. Goodbye, Rusty. I'll be listening for you here in a little bit. Maybe I can get you on HS somewhere. Kilo Zulu for Mike. 73, Scott.
Just give me a call. I'll be home in a little bit. Go ahead, Rusty.
Here, my computer is doing some updates, and I've been just sitting here listening to you guys talk while I ate my breakfast. So, you know, nothing going on here. Still haven't worked Orkney Island yet. I can hear them, but a little bit, and I can hear everybody calling them, but can't get. They haven't heard me yet. Even with 400 watts out last night, I wasn't getting to them, or I wasn't hearing them coming back. I could hear everybody else calling them, but anyway. I just heard you in there and thought I'd say it. And then, like I said, somebody doubled in there. I don't know who it was because part of what you had to say, Bill, was blocked out. It's like two stations talking. Anyway, you all have a good day. I may get back on here in a little while. W2T.
That was good. Okay, Rusty. Well, enjoy your breakfast. I had a very good one. Pancake, 2 eggs, toast, grits, bacon. That was sure good. I think I'll go home and get me some more coffee now, though. Anyway, have a good day, and well, good luck. All I can say is just keep trying and try to be on when the most likely times are for the bands you want. But they're good operators there. I mean, super CW operators.
and just plain good operators. And I tell you what, they were, I got them an ST8, I can't remember which band, I think it was 20, and they were, you know, like a zero and a plus one. I mean, that's how they were, you know, that's really a strong signal. And they were, they really did, came in good on FT8. Anyway, 73's to you, N4IQ.